Monday.
Welcome to another episode of the Because He Lives program, brought to you with the kind compliments of Federal Motor Spares and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. My name is Damien Roach. I serve as the District NOA President, and I also had the opportunity to recently serve as Camp Director for Camp Reconstruction 2023, which was held from July 24th to July 30th at the Eastern Caribbean Bible Camp in Jezreel, St. Philip. It was an extremely rewarding experience to witness God pour His love out on 72 beautiful young people whom He handpicked for this spiritual journey. These were assembled into 6 small groups to engage in teaching and wholesome competition that reinforced what was taught. In keeping with our rebuilding theme, these groups were the architects, the artisans, the carpenters, the masons, the laborers, and the engineers. As we explored the book of Ezra through devotions, activities, and study sessions, the Word of God undeniably spoke to the hearts and minds of both campers and counselors. We were all challenged to allow God to rebuild the altar of our hearts. We'll give you an opportunity to hear from one of our campers, Damani Blendman, as well as one of our counselors, Chanel Quimby. But before they share with us, I want to give you an overview of our daily themes. Returning by the Spirit, based on Ezra chapter 1 and 2, was our first theme. It speaks of all whose hearts were stirred by God. They were the ones who returned to build the temple in Jerusalem. Our second theme was rebuilding the altar, based on Ezra 3 and 4. Even before the temple was rebuilt, the altar was restored, and the Jews started to offer sacrifices to God. Our third theme was obedience amid opposition, based on Ezra 5 and 6. Though the Jews faced great opposition, they obeyed God's instruction to rebuild His temple. The fourth daily theme was called and commissioned, based on Ezra chapter 7 and 8. It addresses the call on Ezra's life to instruct the people in the way and the laws of God. Ezra is called out of Babylon to make a very long journey, coming across to Jerusalem to instruct the people about God's precepts and His laws. And even though the temple has been completed at this stage, we know that a rebuilt temple is nothing without a restored heart. God wanted the hearts of the people to be restored so that they would offer true sacrifices to Him in their finished temple. Our final daily theme was restoration through repentance, based on Ezra chapter 9 and 10. Though our sin separates us from God, God has provided a way of repentance through His Son, Jesus Christ. Let us now have a word with Damani Blendman, one of the campers who joined us on the reconstruction journey. Welcome, Damani, and tell us a little about yourself.
Hi, my name is Damani Blendman. I am 17 years old. I attend the Newberry Church of the Nazarene in Newberry, St. George, and I am a Christian.
Damani, as you prepared for a camp, did you have any expectations about what camp would be like?
I expected camp to be great. From the time I heard that there was camp this year, we would be sleeping out. I was excited to go, not only to hear about God, but to also tell people about God and what He has done in my life.
So now we've heard about your expectations for camp. Tell us a little more about the experience. What was camp like?
I really enjoyed camp this year. I enjoyed playing football with the boys, waking up early in the morning, doing our devotions, then going to exercise. I really enjoyed chapel and all the pastors who came to teach us about God and about the Word, and also the importance and the purpose for living for God at our young age. And another thing that I learned is how to truly break down the Bible bit by bit, piece by piece, and read to understand everything. Because when I read on my own, yes, I read to understand, but I just read and go through. But I can't be brought down every verse, brought down everything that stood out to us, and truly understood and gained an understanding and the purpose for certain things. So that is something else that I also learned, which I can see benefiting me in the future of my walk with God and my relationship with the Bible.
I know Reverend Sean Paris, our pastor at the South District Church of the Nazarene and our camp chaplain and pastor this year. He would have shared various things with us in our nightly chapel meetings regarding the book of Ezra and the themes coming out of it. Were there any particular themes that stuck with you?
One thing that stood with me is rebuilding the temple, because we have all fallen short of the glory of God and we are all sinners. So for me, it's to come back to Christ and not to stay in our sins, but to return back to God and to come back to the heart of worship.
Could you also share with us some of the changes that you have seen in your own life, your personal growth and development as God has come into your heart?
Some changes that I've seen in my life, and not only me but people around me, is that I am really calm, and when people are around me, they tend to be at peace. A next thing is that I am really loving and forgiving. God has really changed my heart and given me a heart of love and a heart of forgiveness, and I have a lot more joy within me.
Well, Damani, I'm really blessed and encouraged by your testimony. And I know, even now, that there are some young people out there, when they hear about Christianity, they may very well be on the fence. What words would you use to encourage them based on the experiences you have had in building your relationship with God?
I can say many encouraging words, but what it says is that God is love and there's true peace in God. All the money and the fame and popularity, all the party, it can't satisfy our needs. Only God could truly fulfill and satisfy us. So come give God a try.
I'd like to take this time out to pray for you, Damani. Heavenly Father, thank you for this young man. You know him by name and by nature. You have strengthened him to submit to you, to humble himself and to listen to your word. I pray even at this young age that he will grow in grace, that he will grow in the fear and the admonition of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, that he will be a modern day Ezra, one who serves you faithfully and one who leads the children, Lord, out of exile. Father, we live in a broken time where people call good evil and evil good. Lord, but you have reserved a remnant. And before us, Lord, stands one of your young people ready to serve. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give him this strength. You would equip him, Lord, and that you will fill him with your Holy Spirit to accomplish all that you have in store for him. I pray, Lord, for all of these campers, for you have called them individually. You have called them collectively to complete the work of reconstruction. Reconstruction, Lord, is something that you do in us. But as we surrender our lives to you, we, Lord God, like living stones, are now being built up into a spiritual house. We can yield and surrender ourselves to the work that you are freely doing in us, in our society, in our community, and in our country. Have your perfect way, Heavenly Father, and bless him and all of these campers, Lord, that you have blessed us with to share the message of reconstruction. Take full control and continue to do an extraordinary work. I pray, Lord, it leads to reformation. I pray, Heavenly Father, it leads to revival. I pray, Father, that it leads to holiness unto the Lord, now and forever. Have your perfect way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for taking the time out to speak with us, Dimani. And I pray that God would continue to bless and keep you as you serve him faithfully. Thank you.
Amen. It was a pleasure and a privilege to chat to you about my experience at camp and also the goodness of God in my life. Thank you for having me.
Now let us hear from Chanel Quimby on her experience as a counselor at Camp Reconstruction 2023.
Good morning. I am Chanel Quimby. I attend the Calamarock Church of the Nazarene. I'm an educator and counselor by profession. I've camped 5 times in Barbados. I do have the experience of participating in 2 CARICACs, many children's camps, caravan camps, as well as youth camps in Trinidad. So this year, Camp Reconstruction, for me, I felt like it was time to come back after COVID. I did have a wonder what it would be like, what the children would be thinking. Are we ready? Is it safe? Many questions, but then I was reminded that camp is an effective ministerial tool, and surely it was time to return. The first day of camp, I got there pretty early and started getting excited when I saw the young people coming in. Some were shy, some were bold, some had been there before. It was new to others. Others had experienced children's camp. So they had an idea, but they were all coming together for this new experience all together. And I found myself excited and anticipating what's coming next. A few of my highlights from the week of camp. I enjoyed watching them paint, seeing their character come out, their skills and talents come out in different way, how they viewed a painting, how they viewed their skills in painting. Really enjoy watching them paint. We also bonded over a family tree, so we had the opportunity to speak to our campers right before going to bed about their families and their interactions, and it was great to get a deeper story of these campers as well as their families and what they go through, how they endure, what they enjoy with their family members, just to understand them better and to meet them on a personal level. A very big highlight for me was one of my campers. When we had to decorate the dining hall, she crocheted letters and stars for us to decorate the hall. Go team architects, by the way. But I truly enjoyed seeing her craft come out in what she may consider a minute way, but it was great for me because she was unafraid and she did it so fast and was admired by all. But the highlight of camp for me was during our down periods when the kids will go up to chapel, be behind the mics, be at the instruments, having their own worship, giving their own praise, and even little sermonettes. It was a beauty to see that we didn't have to instruct them, we didn't have to force them, they walked to the mics themselves. It gives me a good feeling that the future is in good hands. Once these remember that Christ is their foundation, they would have the worship in their hearts. So yeah, it was great seeing their development and their growth also in leadership, because they were leaders of each team and they also had to guide their team members with the different activities. One thing that I recognized or was reminded of is these teenagers mimic what they see. So I myself have a responsibility to be an example to them so that they know what is right from what is wrong. And also they recognizing that they cannot stand on my faith, they cannot stand on their parents' faith, they cannot stand on their grandparents' faith. It's really their faith that they need to stand on. So seeing them at church, well, playing their own church, developing those worship skills, their self-development skills, their leadership skills, was a beauty to behold. My feeling after camp now is, what's next? How more will these campers grow? Who's going to be the future counselors? Who's going to take my place? Because there will be a time when I'm no longer here. So my thoughts and feelings are, who's coming next? And I can't wait to see who it is. I pray that God continues to grow in each and every one of them, that they are unashamed to proclaim who Christ is for them and in their lives. I pray that they continue to meet together, to see us on the road and say hello, to grow in their communities, to tell their friends at school, to be an example, to stand out from anyone else that they stand for Christ. And I hope I'm alive to see it happen. Amen.
Thank you very much, Chanel, for sharing your experiences from our recently concluded Nazarene Youth Camp. It is our prayer that God continues to stir hearts, causing many to return from a life of exile into right relationship with Him. God is still stirring hearts today. This is a message for Christian and non-Christian alike. Those who bear Christ's name outwardly but live in exile, away from God's presence and apart from His instructions. For the unbeliever, who only knows the ways of this world, but does not know the gentleness, faithfulness, peace, joy, and love found in right relationship with God, God has provided a way for you to return home. Will you begin that journey today? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to share your word. Thank you, Lord, for the tool that you have given us through Nazarene Youth Camp. I pray, Lord God, that even as it would have touched many lives within the camp, that the words, Lord, that you have spoken there will continue to go forth and bear good fruit. I pray, Lord God, those who are listening today will hear your voice and hear your call and turn to you in truth, will repent of their sins, and will find rest, peace, and joy in you alone. I pray, Heavenly Father, that above the noise, Lord, of this world, above the rat race, above the scramble to make money and to provide for our families and to survive, that we would find you in right relationship, that we will remember you each day, that we would spend time before you, listening to your voice, so that we will no longer be caught up with all of the hustle and the bustle of everyday life, but that we will have a peace that passes all understanding, a joy, Lord, which cannot be spoken of. I pray in Jesus' name today that you would turn hearts and minds to you again, that you would stir hearts, and that as you do so, Lord, you will save souls, Lord, from hell. These things we ask in no other name but in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. May we, Lord, return to the heart of worship when it is all about you. Amen.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart, yeah. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, 'cause it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, 'cause it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. All about you. I'll bring you